The sun is blazing straight down, and the humidity is oppressive. Flies are buzzing left, right, and center, and I'm standing next to two enormous oxen named Marco and Polo. Marco's horn is right next to my eye. I'm told he won't try to gore me.
I mean, you have to give them leeway because their head weighs 150 pounds. And if they're going for that fly back there and you happen to be in between, you know. Yeah, Polo.
Dick Rosenberg hands me a stick called a goad, and now I'm supposed to drive them.
Come up. Easy. Whoa.
All right, so if I want them to go forward, I'd bring it up here.
No, that stops. Yeah, you keep it back here and you say, Marco, Polo, come.
Marco, Polo, come. Wow, as they step on me.
And then you just
they take off,
a little bit more.
But they're not heading where I want them to go.
Whoa.
Marco, Polo, whoa.
They make a beeline off the path.
Oh, this is good grass.
They say, we see alfalfa blossoms, and we're going to
And we've
to
got a novice in charge.
Because we can tell. We can get away with it.
All right, so how would I get them to back up?
Probably from the alfalfa you've got a challenge.
Dick Rosenberg had a similar experience back in the 1960s when the Peace Corps sent him to West Africa. His job was to help people there move from farming with a hand hoe to farming with animal power. Tsetse flies had infected cattle there with blood parasites. Those parasites kept the oxen from having the endurance to do work. But new medicines changed that. However, by that time, no one knew how to use an ox team.
We certainly didn't know how to train them to respond to G and Ha and all of those things. And, you know, the harnessing and everything was a big challenge for us. And we didn't, you know, understand the fine physical dynamics of something like that.
There weren't books about it, and ox driving sure wasn't taught in ag school. Small groups of people who did historical reenactments still had the skills, but there was no place to go to learn the old ways. Dick Rosenberg decided to change that, so he started Tillers International.
Can I check for eggs?
Moria Orr is an intern at Tillers. She's been learning how to plow with an ox team, take care of animals, and build a barn. And she helps to keep Tillers demonstration farm going.
It's not enough for an omelet.
Students and visitors can come here to see that farming can be done without modern expensive equipment. Tillers also runs formal workshops and classes. People from all over the world come here to take an ox driving class, learn how to forge their own tools, and build things by hand. Chuck Andrews is one of those people. He had been a chemical engineer, but was always fascinated by blacksmithing. He took a class about it, and today teaches it at Tillers. He says there are a variety of reasons people want to learn what Tillers has to teach.
We have people interested in reenacting. We have people from low capital agricultural environment like homesteaders. We have international students, and we have people that are interested in these skills for organizations like the Peace Corps and for missionary work. Many of these skills, like we see the oxen being driven up the lane right now, you know, even by 100 years ago, that particular need in this area was fading, but yet we here are capturing that knowledge base, and somebody has to be there to preserve them and to keep these traditions going in a sense.
Easy star.
Dick Rosenberg has his head pressed into the side of a cow. He's milking her by hand. But not everything at Tillers is old-fashioned. Rosenberg is always looking for modern techniques that are inexpensive and sustainable, things like solar water pumps, that they can then combine with the techniques of yesterday and use to help small farmers. For the GLRC, I'm Tamar Charney.